This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, welcome on into a Monday, March the 10th edition of Sports Talk. So good to be back, folks. A too long stay in Disney World in Florida. Happy to be back home, mostly for the food. Boy, was I hurting out there, folks. Happy to be now joined by the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, as we were part of the Saints meet and greet today. Kellen Moore and his coaching staff all available for us to talk to. And also in the Saints cafeteria area, got to enjoy some of the food over there, so appreciated that as well. Cajun Cannon, how you doing today, man?
Doing good. Yeah, I was definitely impressed with the cafeteria. But, you know, Steve, when you look at that, you know, the upgrades, and obviously the Saints made a big deal about it. Well, you know, you had the NFLPA, NFL Player Association grade, and you can't have the Saints organization getting an F for the cafeteria. What is New Orleans in food? You can't have an F.
They definitely addressed that. Average.
But yeah, he had an F, so they definitely addressed that. And now the fans say, hey, now we got a nice cafeteria. Why not we have a nice team? We want a nice team, a winning team. But yeah, the cafeteria was unbelievable. How it was overlooking the indoor practice facility. And hey, it was a lot better than it used to be back in the day. You had to get your own food back in the day. They didn't have no cafeteria for you. But, you know, you need to eat right and you know, train right. That's all part of it. Got to keep up with the Joneses. So I was definitely impressed with the facilities. And now we need that product also on the field. And that's a winning product. And hopefully that's going to be the case. But, look, I was impressed. We're talking to the new coaching staff. And, you know, you're always excited. It's a new adventure.
Right.
And, you know, you're looking to tell them more. And getting to know one another as a staff and how you work and the challenges that are ahead. I think two of the biggest challenges is going to be how do we produce on the offensive and defensive line? So, you know, you look at the coordinators and how you're calling plays and all that, but, you know, the coaches that are with these individuals day in and day out and how you can motivate them, that being the offensive line coach, Brendan Nugent, you know, he's familiar, overlapped with Kellen Moore, what, I think in 2023 with the L.A. Chargers. But he returns to New Orleans after, you know, with the Saints franchise, after being there, you know, I think he was here 15 to 21. And then the new hot name, obviously, defensive line coach Bo Davis. And, you know, obviously you want to sack the quarterback, but we got to be able to stop the run. And a lot of times it starts up front and how you're winning on the line of scrimmage. So, you look at Bo Davis. I mean, he's hot commodity right now. He was hot for LSU. Now he's hot for the Saints, going from LSU to the Saints. And, you know, he has NFL experience. He's, you know, he's been around. He's looking for opportunities. I think he's with the Lions, coaching our defensive line from 2018 to 20. So he has some skins on the wall. But I think, you know, when you look at the staff and you're going to watch the OTAs and how they train, You know, you always want to follow the football, obviously, with the skill people and with Derek Carr and all that, and his, you know, progression, what he's going to be for this upcoming season. But I'll tell you, a lot of that, the skill people having success is going to be, are you winning in the trenches, you know, offense and defensive line? And I'm not saying we're going from 5 to 10 wins, but to have a formidable product out there, it's going to be, can we win in the trenches?
I know you got to talk a little with Doug Nussmeier, very familiar with him from the good old days. What stood out to you from your conversation with Doug?
Well, just talking with him and listening to him, I always kind of joked with him. I said, so what enticed you to marry an A-Bear girl? You know, his wife is an A-Bear from Lake Charles. So so I'll joke with him that he has good blood. But no, he has a lot of experience. I mean, you know, I always say this, you're like a military brat. That when if you coach long enough, whether it be college, NFL, or I just know, you know, talking with Coach O, you got to live north, south, east, west, and he's been everywhere. And the gene pool's definitely working there. You know, when you look at Garrett Nussmeier and the potential I think he has at LSU, I mean, you know, it's kind of like the poor man's Mannings, except Archie had a couple of them. You know, win a Super Bowl. But I think Garrett Nussmeier, he took about up for the Heisman and all that. Definitely top five quarterback, might even be top three, the skins of the wall that he's put. So, yeah, he's a football, just football's in his blood. And whatever level he's been at the highest level. So he knows what it takes to win. And obviously the trust that Kellen Moore has in him. And it's not so much even, you know, like, it's an art to calling plays and doing all that stuff. But a big part, and, you know, you could be like an offensive coordinator, but the head coach, that's his baby. You know, he wants to call plays, and that's what, you know, Kellen Moore is going to do. But it's about setting up game plans. You know, when you get all the minds in the room, and that's where, you know, Kellen Moore has to trust them, that we're all pulling in the same direction. And that's why even today they have so many coaches. I mean, they used to have a handful of coaches. Now they got four or five handful of coaches, like 20-some coaches. But it's so, how can I say this? It's so like intense where, okay, you're the run game coordinator. You're the pass game coordinator. Okay, you're the wide receiver coach. You're the assistant wide receiver coach. So they're paying every attention to detail. And so all of those guys setting up and getting together to set up the game plan. Even the assistant head coach, you know, if you look at Joel Thomas, you know, he returns to the Saints after spending 2024 season with the Giants. So you go and you come and, you know, you go everywhere. So you just have to take advantage of opportunity. And the bottom line is you have to win. And Kellen Moore has this opportunity because he's a Super Bowl winning coach. I mean, he was running the offense, even though he wasn't the head coach. So you get opportunities there. And I think we just have to be a little patient with the Saints. What I mean by that, I don't think we're going from the outhouse to the penthouse. Now you got to play the game like we did after Katrina. You know, when you think about that, and Mike Dettelier said this, I think that might have been Coach Payton's greatest coaching performance. When you look at the Saints in the half of 2005, you know, they did a lot of adversity post-Katrina. They won three games. They were 3-13. And then next year with Sean Payton, now Drew Brees comes on board, and they go 10-6. And that was weird how the schedule, the winning record played out. They ended up being the number two seed. And darn it, we win the NFC Championship game against the Bears. You know, so I don't see that happening. But I think the Saints, you can rebuild at the same time, but you still want to have a winning product out there. And I think that's one reason why they kept Derek Carr, because right. I think Derek Carr gives them the best chance to win right now. And I think that's why, again, the future is now, and obviously there's two different kind of futures. The future is now to establish something, but then Derek Carr is going to have to prove. And you got to win. I mean, as far as, you know, you ultimately want to go to the playoffs, win championships, and first things first, Mickey always says, to win the NFC South. Well, yeah, they have to do that. And I'd be so much surprised if they're able to win the NFC South next year. But and I can see him going back to a 500 team, not necessarily, you know, double-digit wins, but being around that 8-9, 9-8 mark.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
With the restructuring of Derek Carr's contract, obviously a huge deal that Hoodats have been talking about. Do you think this team feels like they can maybe rekindle some of that magic from week one and two of last year when the offense was humming and Derek Carr looked fantastic?
Well, I think a lot of that fans don't want to hear this because look at the Detroit Lions' total defense, all the injuries they were dealing with. But, yeah, you got to be able to overcome that. And we just didn't have the depth. And like I said throughout the season, though, when you truly think about it, we need some young players. And what I mean by young players, like, I don't know, 26, 27 or younger to really step up. And I told you this, Steve, I was talking to you. Okay, what – you look at the Eagles. They're world champs. Okay, what player on our team, you know, like would start off for the Eagles? You know, you have to go by position, and I just look like even like on the offense, which Kellen Moore was running, I'd say McCoy, that they probably, and McCoy, considering the Eagles what they had at center and how they, well, boy, they hit the lottery on that one. You know, when Kelsey retired. But when Becton, I think, you know, here's a guy, didn't work out a tackle for the Jets, so they put him at guard. And that kind of revived his career in Philadelphia. And McCoy would probably start off at guard for them. But even, like, look at Chris Olave. Chris Olave would be, like, the third receiver for the Eagles.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not even number one. Okay, as great as, and I love Alvin Kamara. And I think he's a young 29, 30, you know. But he'd be part of running back by committee. He's not better than Saquon Barkley. So, I mean, just look at all the tight ends. You know, like I said, the receivers. Look at Jalen Hurts. You just that's a championship team. Now, it's hard to keep a championship roster together. That's why you need young players to work out because you don't really have to pay them. And you could keep them around and have maybe that, you know, 2-3-4 year window. The Eagles are going to be a different team last year because you can't pay everybody. And so that's what makes it intriguing. You know, that's what's so amazing about the Chiefs. They're going for three-peat and how I'm not saying the window of opportunity is going to close on the Chiefs because of Pat Mahomes, but right now their offensive line in the future is going to struggle, even though as great as Pat Mahomes is. So we need young players to work out. I think we truly have to hit on the draft. And this is one thing I thought was interesting about, you know, Derek Carr. This is coming from Kellen Moore. And I know about this statement that he made because I've actually, and I'm going to explain, I've actually watched film exactly what he was talking about. And he goes on to say, Derek's a tremendous processor. He's a rhythm, timing quarterback in this league. a guy that is every, and then he kind of paused, a guy that is, and he says, every team has a teach tape. Am I talking like coaching clinic, teach tape, with a lot of concepts? You know, a lot of the plays are all the same around the NFL. They just have different verbiage, and they call it different things. But every team has a teach tape with a lot of concepts, and Derek Carr has been on those tapes for a long time, and that's no matter where you're at, no matter what team you're on. And I was like, whoa, that means he's very coachable. And now, you'd want a player to be able to do that, they'd be able to ad-lib when a play breaks down. But first things first, you don't want people running around like Caleb Williams with his head cut off, like with the Bears. He's ad-libbing before he needs to ad-lib. How about you run the play and then do the concept? You know, everybody says, oh, they don't block for him. Well, they're trying to get the line better, but a lot of that is him taking him all those sacks because he doesn't know where to go with the ball. You know, how you reading the blitz and you're doing all that stuff. So I thought that was interesting because I learned even the two people I probably remember that I remember watching film. This is going back to the early 80s. Remember Dan Fouts? Like Dan Fouts, San Diego Chargers. Man, he was like a statue back there. But I tell you, his 3-5-step drop, the timing, the balls coming out, and his anticipation, all of that. I mean, it was like, whoa. Boy, that ball hasn't hit the ground. And look how accurate he is because he's knowing what the defense, how they're trying to stop him. And then Warren Moon, you know, learning to run and shoot. When I have to learn to run and shoot. And, you know, 4 wideouts, you spread the ball around. You know, I told you that. Warren Moon, you know, you look at LeBron James, how awesome he is, a 40-year-old. Warren Moon, as a 40-year-old, could throw it with any 20-year-old. I don't think he ever threw a duck in his life. It was unbelievable. Like back shoulder throw. It was kind of all invented with them, June Jones and all that. So when I read that Kellen Moore, the head coach of the Saints, talked about Derek Carr in that light, that means a lot of NFL teams think of him in that light. If they're using him like they want to teach a young quarterback, this is what you're doing on certain plays. And it's not so much ad-libbing like, you know, what Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson can do or like with Caleb Williams is good, you could do all that. But you have to be able to make plays in the pocket. That's what Spencer Rattler has, that ability to maybe extend plays. But you have to be fundamentally sound. And I think that's where Derek Carr is at right now. And when you look at it, this is never going to change. I think in the league with Grove, they have international teams. There's not enough quarterbacks. You know, a lot of people might want to play quarterback, but to play at the NFL level, and when you think about it, okay, there's 32 teams right now. Even when there was 28, okay, I would say out of the 28 teams, there was, you know, always about 18 to 20 guys that you say, okay, they're a starting quarterback. I'm not talking about a franchise quarterback. I'm just talking about a starter that's really legit. It's about 18 to 20. Well, now we go from 28 to 32 teams, and it's still the same number. I'm telling you, there's about 18 to 20 quarterbacks in the NFL that are truly, like, I'm telling you, that's why you think, Andy Dalton has lasted so long? I mean, when I look at a guy like Andy Dalton, there's a reason why. Or even look like a younger guy like Uncle Rico, Gardner Minshew. Now, he's no longer with the Raiders, but there's just not enough of those guys that you could count on. And not necessarily going to get the big bucks, but you always have a job. I mean, look who's still playing last year. Why is he playing? You don't think they want young guys to work out? Why is Joe Flacco still playing?
Sure.
He's unbelievable. He was the one that, with the Ravens, could beat Tom Brady on the road and with the Patriots. But when he won the Super Bowl here against the 49ers, what was that, a decade ago? But he's still around because he knows what he's doing. That's Andy Dalton. So that's the thing, like with Derek Carr right now, I think he gives him the best chance to win. And with Derek, I think best case scenario, no, he's not going to be amongst the elite. But I don't know why we haven't, we haven't showed him enough love, but you have to win. And the bottom line is you have to be a winning quarterback, and he's a 500 quarterback basically with the Saints. But I think he's somewhere out of 32, like 12 to 16. Like I said, there's about 18 to 20 guys. But then, you know, when you look at Derek Carr, his quarterback rating, his efficiency is like 98.8, but he's 14-3 as a starter. But he hasn't really beaten no winning teams. So when you think, like, are you beating, like, playoff teams? And only two of Derek Carr's victory actually came against teams that ended the season with winning records. You know, and so when you look at that, and he's gone just 1-8 against playoff teams, well, that's what fans are magnified. And you have Drew Brees, and you got to follow Drew Brees. You know, you never want to beat a man at the bottom, man. Well, that's what I always tell the fans. You better watch what y'all wish for. Y'all want to run Drew Brees off. And, you know, and we got to go get younger, go in a different direction. But it's just that stability of playing the position, and that's why I think right now, and they proved it, how they restructured his contract and basically just gave it a, you know, tell him I gave him the money's guaranteed. Because when you look at this, that's why, let me tell you, when they say he ain't taking no damn pay cut, and ain't no player taking no pay cut. We might restructure, and I'll help out the team, but I want my money. And now, if you look at how they restructured that, what, in dropping his $30 million salary to league minimum of $1.3 million, they converted, what, $10 million roster bonus. They cleared, my understanding, like $30 million in cap room. Well, what they did was they just gave him the signing bonus. So as a player, Steve, would you be against that if they gave all your money? It doesn't matter how you get the money, as long as you're getting it, right?
Exactly.
So so that's what happened with Derek Carr, and that didn't surprise me. They went in that direction.
Cajun Cannon, thanks so much for the time. Hope you have a great rest of your Monday.
All right, who that? And before you know it, the draft's going to be here and OTAs, and hopefully we're encouraged by the team.
Always appreciate it, Cajun Cannon. Talk to you soon, man.
Okay, later.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.